Breakthrough.
Dingoes hate my baby. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
Where is your head at?
Brian's eating, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a little busy right now. Ken would like more music, if you please. Thank you. You know what's funny is we have the technology to tell him that without putting it out on the air, and we choose not to anyway.
Why would we?
Yeah.
It's the computer corner here on News Radio 620 KTAR. We're asking the question, where's your head at?
I've never asked that question.
Real quick, this is another real common question. Joseph writes, hello, I bought McAfee virus protection last year, and apparently it only works for a year because I got a message that from them that I have to send them more money to continue to get updates.
Well, shouldn't it be you buy it once for $20 and for the rest of your natural-born life?
Yes.
You just get everything?
Well, it says, I run my McAfee now, and it stops in the middle and goes no further. I don't know what that means. Is the program shot? If I download the freeware you suggest on your website, do I remove McAfee? Thanks for the time. All right, let's handle these all. Yes, Joe, annual subscriptions are very common with the pay-per-view versions of antivirus programs, the most common being Norton and McAfee.
And annual does generally mean for a year.
Or as the newbies call it, McAfee.
Yes, McAfee.
McAfee.
I heard Garrett say that once.
I know.
Shoot me.
The program is not shot. It's just not going to update any longer. So inside of a month or two, you're going to have viruses that potentially can hit you that your antivirus program won't even know. It'll just let them right on through. Come on in, boys!
You're going to break your finger on the button over there, Brandon.
Yeah, so if you are going to download one of the freeware programs, absolutely positively do remove the McAfee program first. That goes for anybody out there. You don't want multiple antivirus programs running. Not only does it not work better, it can actually cause problems for the machine. It can cause each program to see each other as a virus and so on and so forth. And when we come back in the second hour, Joan has written in a question that a lot of people have about, do I shut off or do I log off? What do I do at the end of the day with my computer? Inquiring minds want to know.
Punch it right in the throat.
I think we have a question that even Garrett can answer. I mean, that Garrett should be able to answer, right?
Yeah, we got Mike in Glendale, who has some modem consternation. Mike?
Yeah, when I go to connect to the internet, it only reaches 28K.
And what were you expecting it to reach?
At least, 40, 50, somewhere in there. Isn't the 56K modem, shouldn't it connect at 56?
Are you using dial-up, right?
Correct.
Have you paid your phone bill, or do you only pay half your phone bill?
Well, I try to pay it all.
Because, isn't that...
Let's start with part of the little mystery here. First of all, you have a 56K modem.
Right.
Which is capable of supposedly speeds up to 56K. And remember, up to is very, very key.
Wrong.
Now,
53K.
Well, that's where the fun comes in. The government says you're not allowed to using what they call POTS line or plain-owned telephone system, the kind of line you dial up on. You're not allowed to go faster than 53K.
Okay.
So that's where some of the fun starts. Then we go from there, and Garrett's going to jump in here.
Well, one thing you want to take a look at is your phone line quality in your house good?
If you have a bad
phone line in your house, that's going to definitely reduce the quality of your connection.
Do they use a magnifying glass to look at the phone line?
No, actually, you can get a phone line tester if you have any,
Quest has come out and tested the line.
Yeah, and they're saying it's fine because...
For voice.
Yeah, because you bought a voice line, you didn't buy a data line.
Right.
So what's the problem?
The reality is most people who have a dial-up connection connect somewhere in the high 30s to low 40 Ks per second. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have great line quality, if you're going through any kind of line splitters, if you go through any of those little line surge protection devices, if you've got a lot of cable run throughout your house and you're split 10, 12 times for lots of different phone jacks, all these things contribute to slower modem connection speeds and heat in the summer.
That's the part that you can do something about. The part that you have no control over that is most likely the cause of it not connecting at a faster speed is the equipment outside of your house. The actual way that your phone line goes from your house to a little box somewhere in your neighborhood and it goes somewhere else and somewhere else. All that equipment, if it's not digital, if it's not some of the newer equipment.
Actually, if it is digital, it gets worse.
If it's digital, yeah.
Yeah, you want, since you're trying to use an analog connection, you want as much analog as possible involved there. And the phone company these days, because you can get a lot more phone lines out of things the more digital you go, and it becomes less expensive, they're doing a lot more digital, and it also allows them to roll out some of the bigger communication things like DSL and things like that. So it's going to get worse and worse as time goes, and you're probably just experiencing that.
Right.
26.4 was the traditional number we'd see it connecting at, and it would tell us, okay, you got stuff that's not allowing this thing to connect at a faster speed. See, the lines have to be very, very clean. There can't be any noise anywhere along the way, and it's not noise that you and I can hear. You know how a modem makes those squawking sounds?
Yeah.
If those don't go through clearly, then it has to slow down in order to be able to communicate. And that's your modem automatically does that. It connects at the fastest speed it can,
right,
based on what you're giving it.
Bottom line is, not much you can do to improve that other than move
or get
a different kind of connection.
Get a cable modem, get rid of that thing, get rid of that phone line, be done with it, and it's so much better.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you very much.
Good luck, buddy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, buddy.
That wraps up our first hour of the show, but fear not. 45 minutes of show remains, so if you need to call in, now is your chance. 602-277-5827 is the number to dial right now.
And when we come back, we have Geek Speak of the Week and a burning question from Joan. Shut it off or leave it on. Stay tuned.
At Alltel.